This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow law enforcement to have access to a statewide prescription drug database. It's the latest move by the legislature to help curb the opioid epidemic in North Carolina. Officials say more than 13,000 people in this state have died from opioid-related overdoses since 1999. The number of deaths related to drug overdoses has increased tenfold. Supporters of the bill say it will help police crack down on abuse. Physicians and others worry that it will compromise doctor-patient confidentiality. Rashawn Ayesh is newsroom intern with the political desk at the News and Observer and joins us now. Welcome, Rashawn.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Give us an overview of this bill. What would it do?
So basically, this bill, if it passes, it will give law enforcement faster and easier access to the Controlled Substance Reporting System database. And so what this database has, it has up to 6 years' worth of prescription information for anyone in the state of North Carolina. And so they would be able to go in and they would be able to see who's been prescribed what. And the bill also gives some funding and helps other aspects of the opioid epidemic.
Do police have any access to this now? Is there a process that they would have to go through, a court order or anything, to get this now, or do they have no access at all?
So after speaking with Garner Chief of Police Brandon Zoidema, what he explained to me is that police currently have to get a court order in order to get access to this database. And what they're saying is it's a timely process and that it takes forever, and they kind of need something, you know, faster to help them with their investigations, because what they're saying is, you know, with opioids, sometimes minutes and seconds matter, and waiting a couple of days or up to a week can kind of throw the investigation off track.
All right. And Representative Craig Horn is a Republican from Union County. He's one of the co-sponsors of the bill. Why does he say we need this bill?
He says that it's really important for law enforcement to have the tools they need to help with the opioid epidemic. He stresses that we won't be able to, like, say North Carolina won't be able to arrest their way out of the opioid epidemic, and that this will also be a way for police to kind of figure out, engage, how to help people. And he said that maybe one day, if police have access to the database information, they can kind of track and predict where some of these issues are popping up around the state and kind of what the trends are.
All right. And of course, those trends are kind of a long-term process, but what the what the proponents are saying is we need a shorter-term access to this database. So there's a little bit, you know, sort of a conflict in there, and there are concerns among physicians and others about privacy and confidentiality. Tell us what the opponents are saying.
So what some people are saying is they're worried that officers might take advantage, or not even take advantage as much as misinterpret some of the information they see. And they're worried that patients that really need this medicine for their chronic and severe illnesses might not feel like they can trust their doctors if they think police are going to have access to their prescription information.
And the prescription data drug, the drug database that we're talking about was actually established under the HOPE Act, was it not?
It was established back actually in 2005. And so the STOP Act revitalized it and kind of made it law that doctors have to enter in all the information, which some physicians that I've spoken with are saying this is actually a problem. Not all physicians are going in and entering the information, so it's not even as up to date as it could be. And they're also saying that, you know, fix that component first before moving on to the HOPE Act.
I see. So this was the STOP Act was something that was passed earlier, and that was something they say, if the physicians are saying, if we would actually do more to use that, we may not have to go this next step.
Right. Right.
So what's next for this bill? Where is it now and where does it go?
Well, right now it's kind of passed through all the Senate committees and it's passed through the Senate. And so tomorrow it'll be in the House, and House members will be taking a vote on it and kind of talking about it.
It does this in terms of support for this bill and opposition. Is it running along party lines? Can you tell how this bill might fare as it moves forward through the legislature?
Well, it has both Democrat and Republican sponsors, so it's a bipartisan bill, and it's actually moving pretty quickly. So, you know, Representative Horn and other representatives are pretty hopeful that it's going to pass, and they don't foresee any issues from anyone within the General Assembly opposing it.
And it actually has support from the Democratic State Attorney General, Josh Stein, right?
Right.
And there are other elements of this bill, including providing medicine for police officers on patrol, right?
Yeah, I believe pronunciation of this word's always been hard for me, naloxone. They want to provide more of that. Police are usually the first people on site if someone calls in 911. And so if they have this, they'll be able to help someone that's overdosing, and it kind of brings them back to life. Kind of counteracts the overdose effects.
So this bill would provide more of that.
Yeah, it would provide more of that.
All right, Rashawn, well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Yep, thank you so much.
Rashawn Ayesh is a newsroom intern with the political desk at the News and Observer.